We turn to Achmor Berger-Smith. She's the Director of Competition Law and Head of Data Privacy at Worksmen's Attorneys. Good morning. How are you?
Morning, Howard. I'm well, and you? Are you healthy and fit? And
I am. But I'm feeling a little edgy today, I'm finding. I don't know. Everything's irritating me. Even some of the music might be irritating me. So I don't know if I'm okay, but we'll find out as we go. Are you okay?
I'm very well, thank you. I think we're all irritated with all the data privacy poppy spam we've
been receiving. That's what it is.
So, clearly that is why you're irritated.
If I have to see another verstunkener, which is not a swear word, it just means, I don't know, horrible, poppier email, I think I'm actually going to lose my mind. And then everybody's been putting it on family groups. I nearly exited all my family groups just because I actually couldn't stand it anymore. Did we have to put these things on our WhatsApp groups?
In fact, no, because for purely personal and household purposes, those are excluded from the privacy legislation. And, you know, it links to the discussion you want to have this morning, Howard. And this absolute disconnect and misunderstanding and confusion that if only we can be presented with a clear and clean picture, life would be that much easier to navigate, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. All right. So take us through this new proposed act.
So, you know, out of the blue, the Department of Communication with Minister Stella published this discussion document. And the discussion document, in a sense, says that if there are data centers in South Africa, all that data belongs to South Africa. And what we need to be aware of, in many jurisdictions, we've got this provision for data localization, meaning that the data must stay in the country, and there are strict rules for data to move outside of the country. And what the information regulator herself also indicated, she said, but, you know, we've got the poppy legislation already dealing with this to a certain extent. So, you know, where does all of this fit in now? Because suddenly it seems like the Department of Communication has come alive to the importance and the value of data. We've got the Cybercrime Act that's now been signed into law. We've got the poppy legislation, on the other hand, dealing specifically with the protection of personal information and data. And now, you know, we've got this data discussion paper that we have to deal with. So all in all, it's introducing just another burden and actually a specific approach that government wants to introduce in handling data in South Africa. So yes, it is. It is fairly unique, and it is indeed also, might I say, somewhat problematic as well.
So just explain to me, if let's say Amazon Web Services (AWS) builds a data center in Cape Town, which is actually what they are doing. Does this legislation say that any data that goes through that or is housed there belongs to South Africa?
That is indeed what it says. Now, you know, it introduces...
But that's the most absurd thing in the world, considering that center is going to be, is really imagined in order to assist the rest of Africa, Mauritius, other places as well. I mean, is South Africa just trying to colonize data from other parts of the continent?
It is indeed what this aims to do, and we need to think about this because it's got a massive and worldwide. It's been criticized significantly where such approaches were adopted. And if we consider this, we want the Amazons of the world to build
their
data centers.
Look at the investment that they're putting into Cape Town.
The employment creation that the opportunities that we create through that. And in fact, you know, worldwide, there are these hubs with data centers, well known for, you know, we're storing data in those areas. So yes, we need to ensure that our legislation is in line. But this also introduces, like we've got in the US, this ability of government to actually surveil and have access to and know what's going on. And if that is what we're considering, and you know, God forbid that's the outcome that we're heading to, that is massively problematic. Because if we consider, and this is why I'm of the firm view, you can't look at any of this in isolation. You need to look at it in a broader landscape perspective. And if we consider this, you know, after the Schrems decision, and Schrems is the major decision that's leading how the European regulators are dealing with companies such as Facebook and information that flows to the United States. And if we consider information flowing to the United States, you know, there's no protection of personal information. And with all the surveillance ability and capability that the U.S. government has, they can actually have insight into all your personal information. Now, I'm excluding California because there's now proper legislation in California.
Right. Okay.
So are we heading into a situation where government can actually surveil? And if that is the outcome, we will not enable and empower this economy to keep up with the fourth industrial revolution and serve as a hub for the rest of Africa. We will indeed be acting contrary to that desire and contrary to that outcome. So, yes, it is in itself problematic, Howard.
Is there, I mean, at this stage, it's not an act. It hasn't been confirmed into legislation.
No. Yeah.
So do you think that we're going to move that around? Do you think we'll challenge
that?
Yeah.
It's a discussion at this stage, and I think there are a lot of discussions still to be had before we finalize anything of this. And the one point that I put forward as evidence to say this is that on the colloquial they had where this was discussed, the information regulator, Advocate Pansy Klakula, said clearly, but, you know, we've got data privacy legislation. Here we've got a regulator, as of yesterday, officially the information regulator, their doors opened and they are up and running. That's exactly why we got all this spam over the last week, and we're still going to get it, I think, for another week. So let's understand, this is still a discussion. Thank God, it's still a discussion.
Right, absolutely.
And we'll sort it out. And what I find shocking in all of this, if we look at all the regulators, you know, we've got the competition regulator in between and amongst all of this as well. Only once the competition regulator started investigating data prices and competition and the data environment did ICASA start engaging and using their age-old legislation to try and do something. So we've got a regulator now, and I'm not criticizing the minister, I'm criticizing the regulator. We've got a regulator now that is actually, if we look at it, that has been the least active and wanting to take all of this over. You know, if we just look at privacy and the protection of privacy, that those provisions have been in the Electronic Communications and Transaction Act for years and years and years. Were you ever worried or ever thought you had privacy legislation protecting yourself?
Not one.
No, you didn't.
Not one, but absolutely. We do need to leave it there. But before I do, one of our listeners asking in terms of the WhatsApp. Excuse me, in terms of the WhatsApp groups, what about synagogue, shul groups, church groups on WhatsApp? Do they need to sort of post that and offer people that protection?
You know, in fact, my daughter asked me this because she said to me, you know, that she all these church SMS that she's getting, and she read out some of them for me. So, you know, if we deal with religious information, that falls under the special information provisions of the legislation. And there's a specific authorization for church groups to process and deal with the members' information. So, you know, if we look at that specific authorization, as long as they abide by the other provision of the legislation, keep it secure, you know, and
yes.
Then there's absolutely no need for these ridiculous messages going around on WhatsApp.
It's turning me against.